I'm somewhat alarmed to read the article in today's Tribune, the interview with Tom O'Callaghan of the Irish Postmasters Group. We understood last year when all of the post offices closed in Donegal and none of our appeals were successful. Then, of course, we had Kilcar and now this one here. It surprises me that it should come because last year we put down a motion in the Dáil supported by all, and believe it or not, including the government, that they would look at the Australian, the Kiwi model. This is not happening. So I do realise that there's a reduction in the level of transactions and that in post are not competing with the other couriers. But of course, the government have a responsibility to ensure that we have a postal service in the country. And if we're to follow the logic of this, unless every single post office was profitable, that there'd be no post offices at all. We could say the same for the bus services in Dublin, that none of them are profitable, but they must continue. The government has to have a rural policy. But when it comes to rural Ireland, this is ignored.
Surely it does defy belief that every post office in the county and further afield could close within such a short space of time of less than 2 years.
Well, I don't believe that that's realistic. But what I do believe is that the more postmasters decide to retire, that they and post will decide that they're not going to replace that. And then, of course, they use the guidelines, which are not practical at all when it comes to rural Ireland. We had a motion in the Dáil just before the recess about the closure of the mail centre in Cork. We supported the retention of this. The government lost the vote, but by the same token, they don't take any cognizance whatsoever. So I believe it's time now, going into an election, for all parties to state very clearly what their policies are. I know that InPost is a private company now, but by the same token, the government of the day have to direct them.
Now, not to evoke any scaremongering, but you did mention Kilcar Post Office. That was quite a shock decision following months after numerous post office closures across the county. Do you foresee other shock closure announcements?
The Kilcar one was very sharp practice, and all of the others, there was time given to the locals or to the local action groups to make a submission to the review panel. No time was given to Kilcar. We were told that we could make a submission, and I have done one in respect of Kilcar, but I'd be very surprised if they come back and say that they're going to reopen a post office in Kilcar. So there could well be, and I think they're only waiting on the opportunity for others to indicate that they want to retire. But in addition to that, they may well review their contracts. And when you review a contract, we know that InPost will reduce the level of income, and that will make it almost impossible for some of these postmasters to continue because they don't have a major income.